Good morning. Let us start in a word of prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee and praise Thee for bringing us to Sunday school. May we come with a teachable heart to learn many truths from Thee, that may we apply what we learn in our lives, and that You will delight in us and we delight in obeying You. We pray all this in Christ's precious name. Amen. This morning, I'm discussing the topic, Be Strong and Courageous. And I think you will have recalled that I spoke on this topic some months ago, but I would like to revisit this topic in the light of some experience I went through. So I'd like you to watch this video of a cat and a bear and answer this question. How did the cat have the strength and courage? How did the cat have the strength and courage? Right, so it's an interesting video, and we often wondered how smaller creatures can have the strength and courage to overcome a big obstacle, in this case, a bear. And I think it's a good lesson for us to learn here, because many of us are weak and small like myself. And we are fearful of many things in front of us. And I wish I'm like that cat. In the face of a big bear, I would charge forward, brave and strong, and overcome the obstacle in front of me. So today, I'd like to talk about the narrative, the scriptural narrative first, and go on to share about other things. So we have Joshua and Moses. Moses dies and Joshua becomes leader. And I think you know the story behind Moses and Joshua. Here Moses was introducing Joshua to the Israelites before they crossed over to Canaan. They were on the east side of River Jordan, in a little place called Abel Shittim. And Moses knows he's not going to cross over. God told him, you're not going to go to the cave. You're not going to go to over to the promised land. You will die on outside the promised land. And you must hand over leadership to Joshua. And so Moses was telling the Israelites to be strong and courageous. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wherever you go. And he introduced Joshua to the people, and that Joshua will lead the people to the promised land. And he told Joshua, don't be afraid. The Lord will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. And he wrote, and Moses wrote down all the laws of God, because it is through the obedience of God that God will protect Israelites. The moment the Israelites turn away from God and rebel against God's law, God will punish and not protect the Israelites. So it's important that the Israelites be educated, be taught that they must obey God with due reverence and respect. So Moses had little time, and he went on to teach the people. So here you have a map of Abel Shittim, which is on the number one on the map, you can see. Yeah. And that is where Moses spoke to the people, Israelites, to be strong and courageous and to obey God. Very important. And you look at what they have to do next. Without Moses, once they cross over River Jordan, they will camp at Gilgal, and after that, there's going to be an attack against Jericho. And then moving southwards, they will conquer, they will capture the other Canaanite cities. And there's also a campaign towards the north, in which they capture the cities in the north. Without Moses, mind you, and Joshua was very, certainly very anxious, because it will be the first time he's leading the Israelites. Although he has been number two to Moses all along, he never led the Israelite people. He never commanded them with leadership. It was always Moses who led them. And Joshua was more like an assistant to Moses, helping him up the mountain, accompanying him down the mountain, waiting for Moses when Moses was conferring with God on Mount Sinai, and doing this and that as Moses instructed him. But now it's different. Moses is going to pass on, and he is going to lead the people, and not just lead, he must lead the people to conquer, fighting, battle, something he has never done. Yeah? So it is, in our term, a double whammy for Joshua. So fearful as he was, he has to undertake that duty. And so, question is, what does the meaning of strong and courageous means facing life challenges with resilience and bravery, even when you are afraid? Standing up for your beliefs, persevering through obstacles, having the mental fortitude to stand firm in difficult circumstances. Strength. On the left side, you see a person with weight. He has strength. He has power to resist the weight. Power, physical, body strength. Versus courage, which is action despite fear. Courage does not mean there is no fear. Courage means, yes, there is a big obstacle there, and you wonder whether you can overcome the obstacle. You have that anxiety of overcoming the obstacle, but you go ahead and you do it. Action, despite the fear. Spiritual lessons. Strong and courageous. Just as the Lord instructed the Israelites to be strong and courageous, we as children of God must also be strong and courageous. God will require the Israelites to go through much trouble in doing battle with the Canaanites in a promised land. God did not give the promised land on a silver platter. Instead, they have to fight for it. God will help them and give them victory. So remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are Christians. We said we are blessed. We are the people who will be blessed by God. God will protect us and give us a good life. Is that true, brothers and sisters in Christ? We will have our life will be plain sailing, bed of roses, no conflict, no sickness, no trouble. I'm sure you will disagree with me, because God wants us to go through the battle. That is the way He wants us to trust Him. In the battle, in the storm, He is there to help us, and we will praise Him and glorify Him. So here we are. Yes. So we as believers have many battles, troubles and difficulties in our lives. Look at the storm. It's fearful, isn't it? If you are there, you may be swept away, drowned, experience pain and suffering, and die. That is what is in our mind. But remember, God will never leave you or forsake you. And in the storm of life, we will go through much battle, we will go through much pain and suffering, and He will deliver us. Be strong and courageous when we face trials and difficulties. What are these battles and trials and difficulties? Sickness and in health, ill health, troubles with spouse, children, colleagues, church, friends, etc. Financial issues. These are common issues that face our life. And we have to be strong and courageous when we face them. Why did Joshua and the Israelites have to face trials and difficulties facing the Canaanites? Answer, because they had to learn to trust God when facing troubles in their battle. It was through trials and difficulties that the Israelites would trust God to deliver them. Could God have told Joshua, I'm going to clear all the Canaanites for you in a promised land? And we are all, when I have done with them, you just cross over River Jordan and take over their houses and properties. Could God have done that as God Almighty? Yes, he could, because he's God Almighty. But he didn't. He wanted them to go over and fight. Because in their experience of fighting, they will call out to God for help. God will deliver them and help them. So it is with us. We face many troubles because God wants us to trust him facing the troubles. That is the way we learn. If our life is a bed of roses, we don't need God. If everything is smooth sailing, no sickness, no diseases, no pain, no suffering, no conflicts, why do we need God? It's when we are in trouble, we need God. And I would like to share with you, just 3 months ago, I went for a colonoscopy. Let me show you what is a colonoscopy. Here you have a drawing of a part of the abdomen of a person, and the colon is the color parts, yeah? Green, brown, blue, and purple. That is the large intestine. And during the colonoscopy, the surgeon, head of the colorectal surgery department, professor, told me there is a growth in the blue part of my large intestine, the blue part, where I show with a white shading on the screen. There's a growth inside the passage. And he showed me the photograph. You know, the equipment that goes in has a camera. And so he took many photographs and showed me the growth and said, this is cancer. You must take it out. Distressing news to me. I was a little stunned. I didn't know how to react. What was it? What's happening here? I remember I just woke up from the hospital bed after the colonoscopy. And this news came to me from my surgeon. After dressing up, I went out, told my wife that I had cancer in my colon. It hit me. Mental paralysis. You can't think anymore. I can't think anymore. I went to the Lord and cried out to the Lord. Help me. I am distressed. I'm very anxious. What do I do? The Lord spoke to me. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee. Whithersoever thou goest. It's a time for me to practice what I preach. And another verse came to mind. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. A simple verse. Just one verse. The Lord is my shepherd. Spoke volumes to me. My Lord and my God is also my shepherd. I am his sheep. If my shepherd is Lord and God, he will surely take good care of me. And I do not need to fear or be distressed. So I recited that in my mind, the Lord is my shepherd, I'm his sheep. He lays me down in green pastures. leads me beside the still waters, restoreth my soul, leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Such a lovely image in my mind. God is with me. He is the great shepherd. I'm his sheep. He will take good care of me. And that went on, and I prayed, and I internalized the image that spoke to me in my heart. And I slept well. I did not have insomnia. It did not make me lose my sleep. I ate well. My appetite was good. So life went on, and one step at a time, not to think ahead, what's going to happen, what's next, because I have a consultation coming up. Just the immediate step in front of me, God is leading me, he is my shepherd, I am his sheep, he will take good care of his sheep. Sunday worship, I was here. The Sunday worship was just before my operation. I went for my consultation with the doctor. The doctor said, you must get it out. No question about it. Yeah. He's the head of the department, professor. So he knows what he's saying. He has seen umpteen times what colon cancer looks like. So that's the decision, and I trusted him. And he's a good doctor. So, very quickly scheduled within 2 weeks for the operation. And the week, Sunday, I was here. And Sunday happened to be the day of my operation. And Reverend Charles spoke. Faith and crisis. Faith and crisis. And he spoke. Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. And he went further and explained, even if you have cancer, God can remove it. God can heal you if it is his will. God will take care of me. God spoke to me on that Sunday. I was again assured. God is putting me through a test, and he's leading me step by step through what I heard from Reverend Charles and through what is in my mind, through my reading of my Bible. He's there always for me. So I was very assured. Come Monday, next day, I went in for my operation. It was a big operation, 4 hours. My doctor is an experienced doctor. He has done it many times. And after that was recuperation. I recovered very quickly. The next day, I was walking. What they did was, you look at the blue part of the large intestine. They cut top, cut bottom, remove the white part where there was a blockage in the intestine and joined the two ends together. So my large intestine has been shortened. But I feel alright. Yeah, as I said, I recovered very quickly. So 2 weeks later, when I went to see my surgeon, I was concerned. Yeah, no doubt, it was successful. The cancer was removed. But then, do I need further treatment? Do I need to go for chemotherapy, radiotherapy, whatever, for the prevention, or was there any spread? So that was in the mind, and I clung on to God's word, the Lord is my shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd. He will take care of me. I'm his sheep. Went into the surgeon's clinic, looked at me and said, it's benign. The growth was benign. non-cancerous. That was the best news I had from God. Here I have a very reputable surgeon, head of the colorectal surgery department, professor, telling me it is cancer, you've got to get it out. And after the operation, he tells me it is not cancer, it is benign. God is in control. He is in absolute control of all our circumstances, including our health. What appeared cancer was turned benign. Surely my surgeon knows what he's saying. He's seen it the large part of his career. He's done all the surgery for this kind of cancer all his life as a surgeon. But yet, when God is in control, we expect miracles. So all praise and glory to the Lord. And I'm glad that I trusted Him. That He will deliver me and He has delivered me. All praise and glory to the Lord. So let me move on. What next? Practical ways to be strong encouragers. We have reason to be strong encouragers, brothers and sisters, because the Lord is our God. And He is our shepherd. We are His sheep. And He will take care of His sheep. Come what may. Come what may. He will take care of us. So to be strong encouragers as a Christian is the calling to live by faith, not by human might. As a human being, we think the worst. Our doctor tells us we have this incurable disease. It strikes us in our mind. That's the first impact. And if we are not careful, we spiral into depression. Paralysis. We don't think in a sound and logical manner anymore. So we have to live by faith that God will protect us and grant us and take good care of us, whatever the circumstances may be. So immerse yourself in God's word daily. The way to know God's mind is to read His word and internalize His word in you. What does it mean? When God says He will take care of us, does it mean that He promised there will be no illness, no conflicts, no troubles? No, that's not what He means. He means if you go through the trouble, you go through the illness, you go through the sickness, He is there. And He makes it better for you. He will not remove that illness. You will go through the experience. Then when you come out of it, then you realize how God loves us, cares for us, in His own way, for our benefit, that we may learn to love Him and draw near to Him. Pray regularly and intentionally. For me, during that period of distress, it was like day and morning and night. I was doing my quiet time morning and night. Very close to God, and God was very close to me. I didn't allow my mind to stray. What if? What to do next? Do I have to go for second opinion? Do I have to do this and that? Should I take this supplement? Yeah. There will be many advice. Yeah. My mind was focused on God's word. The mind is prone to worry and anxiety. And that is the main part that I want to remove. And only God can help me to remove the worry and the anxiety. So I kept him, I kept his word close to me. Acknowledge God's constant presence, especially his word. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God is with you wherever you go. And his word is a very powerful antidote against fear and a source of peace against uncertainty. Memorize key scriptures. Commit verses about strength and courage. So let me read Isaiah 41:10, which is very comforting and assuring as well. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. How assuring, how comforting for all of us that God is a personal God. He will take good care of us. And always remember what this means. Don't just read cursorily and jump off. Slowly meditate. Digest the meaning of these words. What does it mean to me? He is a very personal and loving God. He will protect us, each and every one of us, care for us, and love us deeply. So we don't have to worry. Yeah? He said himself, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. He will take care of us. Face your fears with faith. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the decision to act despite having fear, trusting in God's power. Right? Fear is always there. Fear is always there because it is part of us. It is also a good emotion to have. Because when you see fire, we fear the fire, that it burns us. So we avoid fire. So fear helps us, protects us in the right way. But fear becomes a cruel master when it becomes an obsession. You'll be obsessed by keeping yourself safe. You refuse to go out. You refuse to be in contact with anyone else. Obsessive compulsive disorder. That's when fear is taken to the extreme. You isolate yourself from everybody for fear that you'll be infected. But that's not true. Yeah? But at the same time, we have faith in God. God tells us not to be fearful because he knows that we are fearful. For the wrong reason, we are fearful. And he tells us not to be fearful, but to have faith in him. He will help us overcome our fear and the obstacles. Focus on your strengths, not weaknesses. Recognize that God can multiply your little strength, however inadequate it may seem. Yes, we are sick. What can we do? It's a debilitating disease. There's nothing in my power to cure it. Nothing in the surgeon's or the doctor's power to do. We focus on our little strength. But God can multiply our strength, however inadequate it may seem. He can, and he will surely cure you if it's his will. Yeah? Maintain a positive and hopeful outlook. Choose to believe that God is working all things for your good even in setbacks. Positive attitude helps. Yes? Practice perseverance. View trials and difficulties as opportunities for growth and character refinement. That's true, isn't it? Through all these trials and tribulations, you look back, you remember God was there. God helped you to overcome them. And as you go on further, you will meet with more. More trials and tribulations. And then you remember in the past, how many times God was there when you were in trials, when you met with terrible setbacks in life, God helped you. Umpteen times for me. This is not the first time. Last year, I went for an angiogram, and the doctor inserted two stents into my coronary vessels because it was blocking the vessels. So it was, and God was there again. I did not have heart attack. I did not have any angina, pain, but it was discovered as it became about 70 to 90% blocked in my main arteries, my main vessels. And there was treatment in time. And again, years back, I had prostate cancer. God healed me again. So all these events, setbacks I had, God was there. And he healed me. Nothing short of a miracle. And I can share with you how God is loving and kind to me. Build intentional, supportive relationships. Surround yourself with community of believers who can offer encouragement, prayer, share your struggles and stories of God's faithfulness to uplift each other. Yes, I remember I shared about my colonoscopy before a couple of weeks ago. 1 month ago, on Zoom, Bible study, one of my Bible study students told me she has a family history of colon cancer. So that distressed her. And that she also had scheduled a colonoscopy coming up in a couple of weeks' time. So that helped her and assured her that going through a colon examination is good. Discover early, get, if there's any trouble, get early treatment and you're cured. So all praise and glory to God, it helped her and she went for the colonoscopy and there was nothing wrong with her. Seek wise counsel. Do not try to navigate challenges alone. Seek mentors, mature believers, spiritual advisors for important decisions. All this will be helpful. Be obedient to God's calling. Step out in faith, in obedience to what you believe God is calling you to do, even if it seems risky. Trust that God will equip you for the task. Take care of your physical health. So what's important here is the spiritual aspect. When you are facing an apparently insurmountable challenge, the spiritual aspect is very important. Because God is there. If you dismiss him and do every other thing, he's not there. Yeah. You can cut him out of your life and have nothing to do with him. Do your own thing. He's not there. But if you bring him to your life, he is there. And he will help you. He will speak to you. And you have to listen to him intently. Seriously, consider what he says. And meditate. And may what he says apply, be applied in your life, in the way you think, in the way you consider situation. Apply His words in your life, in your conduct, in your behavior. And you will be strong and you will be courageous. You will not be afraid. You will not be dismayed because you know He is with you as you go through the valley of the shadow of death. So reflection, are you applying all the practical ways to be strong and courageous? Let me share my own experience. Yes, for me, to read God's word and to think and to meditate what it means deeply is a source of strength and courage for me. So, I'm sure we all face difficulties in life. We have troubles. We have conflicts. Sometimes health issues as well. Read God's word. Meditate seriously. What is God trying to tell you? He doesn't tell you, okay, do A, B, C and you'll be cured. No, He doesn't do that. First step. And He'll tell you the very immediate step first. Be strong and be courageous. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. No mention that my cancer was benign. You just take that first step. Be strong and be courageous. Because He's with me. I'm His sheep. He is my shepherd. Don't worry about way down the road, treatment, so and so forth. The events will take its course. Remember God's word first, and then build upon it, one step at a time. So I praise and thank God for teaching me a valuable lesson, how to be strong and courageous. I pray, Lord, that you all will also learn to cling onto God, draw near to Him, listen intently to His word, meditate, regurgitate, and do what He tells us. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we praise Thee and thank Thee for Thy loving kindness to me. To all of us that we have gone through troubles and conflicts in life, whatever they may be, for Thou hast a reason that we go through them, that we may draw nigh to Thee and Thou will draw nigh to us, that we may learn of Thee through Thy word and to understand, to meditate, to know what Thou wants us to do through Thy word. So let us be mindful, be serious, to obey Thee, to understand how Thou works in our life, to trust in Thee, to have faith in Thee, and seek Thy blessing, seek Thy forgiveness for our sins and waywardness when we have gone outside the path of righteousness. So we pray for today that we will all learn something, to be strong and courageous, to be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. We thank thee in Christ's precious name. Amen. Thank you for coming.